Chitradhatu. Valuable minerals like gold, silver, and copper. Vichitra, full of variegatedness. Adrin, hills and mountains. Ibha Bhagna, broken by the great giant elephants. Bhuja, branches. Duman, trees. Jalashaya, Shiva, health-giving. Jala, reservoirs of water. Nalanihi, lotus flowers. Surasevita, aspired to by the denizens of heaven. Chitrasvanai, pleasing to the heart. Patrataihi, by the birds. Vibhramat, bewildering. Brahmarashriyaha, decorated by drones. I pass through hills and mountains full of reservoirs of various minerals, like gold, silver, and copper, and through tracts of land with reservoirs of water filled with beautiful lotus flowers, fit for the denizens of heaven, decorated with bewildered bees and singing birds. Next verse. Nala venu sharastanba pushaki chakaka param eka eva tiyatoham adraksham vipinam mahat ghoram pati payakaram yalo luka shivajiram. I then passed alone through many forests of rushes, bamboo, reeds, sharp grass, weeds, and caves, which were very difficult to go through alone. I visited deep, dark, and dangerously fearful forests, which were the play yards of snakes, owls, and jackals. Purport. It is the duty of a mendicant, Parikrajakacharya, to experience all varieties of God's creation by traveling alone through all forests, hills, towns, villages, etc., to gain faith in God and strength of mind, as well as to enlighten the inhabitants with the message of God. A sannyasi is duty-bound to take all these risks without fear. And the most typical sannyasi of the present age is Lord Chaitanya, who traveled in the same manner through the central Indian jungles, enlightening even the tigers, bears, snakes, deer, elephants, and many other jungle animals. In this age of Kali, sannyas is forbidden for ordinary men. One who changes his dress to make propaganda is a different man from the original ideal sannyasi. One should, however, take the vow to stop social intercourse completely and devote life exclusively to the service of the Lord. The change of dress is only a formality. Lord Chaitanya did not accept the name of a sannyasi, and in this age of Kali, the so-called sannyasis should not change their former names, following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. In this age, devotional service of hearing and repeating the holy glories of the Lord is strongly recommended, and one who takes the vow of renunciation of family life need not imitate the Parivrajakacharya like Narada or Lord Chaitanya, but may sit down at some holy place and devote his whole time and energy to hear and repeatedly chant the holy scriptures left by the great acharyas, like the six Goswamis of Vrindavan.
better.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Chit-chit-ha-tu vichit-ra-dream ipa-pagna-bhuja-pumam jala-shayam-shiva-jalam nalani-surise-vita chit-chris-vanai-pacha-ratayar vidramat-brahma-ra-shri-aha nala-venu-shadas-kamba-pushati-chita-kaparam eka-eva-tiyata-oham ajaksham-dipinam-mahat kodam-pati-payataram Yalo Luka Shiva, Shivajiva. So, Narada Muni wandered by himself through all of these places. Abhayam Sattva Samshu here. Jnana Yoga Vyavastati. These are the characteristics of a sannyasi. Abhayam, he should be fearless. If I'm not this body, then what is my fear? If I'm not this body, what is my fear? So, and not only that, but what is my fear? How will I eat? Where will I sleep? How will I maintain myself? But a devotee knows, Nitya Yukta Vyakdhanam Yogakshemam Bahamya. Krishna says, for someone who's always engaged in my service, I provide what he needs. And I protect him. Yogakshemam Bahamya. So the sannyasi feels that Krishna is there to protect me. Apart from that, there's Krishna's arrangement for every living being. Prabhupada told a story one time that there was some fair, like Kumbh Mela, and millions of people gathered. So many millions of people gathered. So there was one old lady that was crying. So one young man asked her, Mother, why are you crying? Where will all these people stay? How will they eat? What will happen to them? So the young man just laughed. He said, Mother, don't worry. You wait till evening. So then evening came, she said, Mother, where have all those people gone? Everybody had some place to stay. Everybody had some arrangement for food. You can see, if you go to Kumbh Mela, millions of people gather. And somehow or other, there's an arrangement. Everybody gets food, everybody gets a place to stay. What kind of food they get, they differ, where they stay. But everybody finds a place, everyone makes some arrangement, everyone makes do. Because nature arranges everything. It's said, there's a proverb, that on every grain someone's name is written. On every grain someone's name is written. That means that grain is destined for someone, it's meant for someone. And it will find the person it's meant for. Prabhupada said the ant gets its grain of sugar, the elephant gets its ton of sugar. Every living entity, there's an arrangement. Before the child is born, there's no milk in the mother's breast. The child is born, the milk is there. This is God's arrangement. So one has to be confident that Krishna has arranged for me. I can go any place. And because, just like Prabhupada said, the Americans, wherever they go, they'll get the American standard of living. Because it's their karma. wherever an American goes, somehow or other, he'll get more or less an American standard of living. Because why is he taking his birth in America? According to his karma. The Russians somehow or other will get the Russian arrangement. Everyone will get something, according to his karma. So we don't have to worry about that. We don't have to worry about that. There's already some arrangement, whatever it may be. So that's already decided. Now I simply have to perform my prescribed duties. For the sannyasi, the prescribed duty is to travel. They'll travel along through different forests, or at least here we find Maharaj traveling through the forests, through the jungles. And especially in the forests and jungles, there's some arrangement. The water is there, some river will be found, or some coconut water will be found. The trees are providing something to eat. And the ground is there for taking rest. So if we don't expect much, and we make do with whatever nature provides, something will be there. Something will be there. If it's not there, then I'll die. But death is sure anyway. In Prabhupada's last days, he wanted to go on parikrama of Govardhan in an ox cart. So the devotees were begging Prabhupada, Prabhupada, don't go. It's so jolting that as soon as you'll die. The Kaviraj said, as soon as they hit the first bump, you'll die. So they were begging Prabhupada, please don't, please seem like practically suicidal. Prabhupada, don't go out on this ox cart. You'll die. Prabhupada said, I won't die. He said, anyway, if I die, it's expected. And if I live, it's wonderful. So either way, it's all right. So the sannyasi should have that steady determination of mind and that fearlessness. I can go anywhere. And Krishna will maintain me, Krishna will protect me. These are two of the six symptoms of surrender. To feel confident that Krishna will maintain me, and Krishna will protect me. Krishna will maintain me, Krishna will protect me. I'm surrendering to Krishna, he'll maintain me, he'll protect me. With that confidence, Prabhupada came to America. People are still astonished that it's such an advanced age, he came to a foreign country with nothing. Practically no money, no connections, just a letter to some friend and some books. And for that, and having to travel all over across the ocean, Sumati Muraji told him the same thing, Swamiji, you'll die. Prabhupada said, I have to go, it's my mission. Prabhupada wasn't afraid that if I go on the ship, I may die. He almost did, he had a heart attack. But he was prepared to go. Not that, it's very scary, I better not go, it's very fearful. All right, if I die, that's expected. But Prabhupada went to America and lived here or there. Then he was in this Butler, Pennsylvania, the first place he went, where it was a comfortable little suburban town, and the people arranged for him to stay someplace. He was getting his food. But then Prabhupada thought that I'm in this little place. The real place is New York City. And again, he didn't have any connections, he didn't have anything there, hardly any money, but one day he went. Mrs. Agarwal was thinking, how is he going to live? And Prabhupada was thinking, Krishna will maintain. This is sannyas, ideal example of sannyas. I can go anywhere, and Krishna will be there. Bhakti Charamar said that one time he said to Prabhupada, I wish that I could have been there with you in America to serve you when you were there all alone. Prabhupada said, I was never alone. My Guru Maharaj was always with me. So this sort of ideal example is set for us by Srila Prabhupada. Sannyas is not meant to be an arrangement for getting comforts, contributions, and honor. That's not the idea. It's meant for accepting extra trouble for Krishna's service, accepting extra austerity for Krishna's service, not for comfortable living and mahaprasada. So Prabhupada set the example. One time also, he was invited to Russia. He was in India, and devotees in India, naturally they wanted him to stay. They said, oh, Prabhupada, the snow, mango season is there. Prabhupada said, preaching in the snows of Moscow is sweeter than any mango. And again, in Moscow, Prabhupada didn't have any connections. Even food was difficult to get. But Prabhupada thought, I have to go. Traveling so much in his old age, traveling is, you know, when you're younger, you think, ooh, travel, it's fun. Get to go see so many places. But when you're older, traveling is strenuous. Traveling is strenuous, especially walking is not so bad, but traveling by airplane is very taxing. And yet Prabhupada was traveling. He said, to set the example for my sannyasi students. That was one of his reasons. To set the example of what a sannyasi should do. Not sit down comfortably and enjoy facilities provided by his admirers, but to undergo some trouble to spread the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lokanam Hitakara, for the benefit of others. So Prabhupada did that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. He was very comfortable, nice, devoted wife, devoted mother, but he left everything for the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness, for the benefit of the conditioned souls. So here, the sannyasi is advised. This is Parikraja Acharya. There are different stages of sannyas also. Bahudha, Kupicha, Parikraja Acharya, Paramahansa. In the initial stage, one leaves home, but one lives just on the outside of the village, so that his family members or acquaintances will know that this person has renounced his home life and he's living just on the periphery of the village. So we'll bring him some food, we'll see to it. So that way he's out, but he knows everything's all right. Then he gets more confidence. He starts to move out farther. I don't need to live just on the side of the village. I can go farther away. Krishna will still maintain me. Then Paribraja Gacharya. He can go anywhere. He's traveling all around. That's Paribraja Gacharya. And Paramhansa is still higher. He can sit down anywhere. He can travel or he can sit. It doesn't matter. He's always absorbed in the thinking of Krishna. So this is sannyas. Prabhupada mentions that in this age, sannyas is forbidden for the ordinary man, because they'll misuse it for making a show. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sannyasas tu mahabhava dukkhamatyam yogatara. For the person who's not actually Krishna conscious, sannyas is just troublesome. Sannyas is just troublesome. One has to become purified. Then one can accept the renounced order. Therefore, for those who are in householder life, directly accepting sannyas is not the usual program. The vanaprastha life is there, in which husband and wife may stay together, but there's no sex. One gives up sex life, one gives up, as Prabhupada says, social intercourse. It's not going to anniversary parties or weddings or these things. I'm not engaged in business or ordinary affairs. He's engaged in bhajan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
So in this age, those who are interested in renouncing material connections, and everyone is advised to renounce material connections at the mature stage, can go to a place like Vrindavan, Mayapur, chant Hare Krishna, and engage in Krishna's service. Or can travel to different temples of Krishna, we have so many of these kind of temples, and render service. The main thing is to be engaged in service. Etasa sthaya paratmanishtam. Paratmanishtam, the sannyasi should have confidence that Krishna is there, Paramatma, he'll protect him. Adhyasita purutaram api. Aham tirishyami guranta pada tamo makam gandhi vishariya. I'll cross over the ocean of material existence by rendering devotional service to Krishna. That should be his determination. Okay. Any questions? I can't hear.
He said three stages of science.
Three stages, yeah. Four stages. Kudicha, Bahudak, Prayagraja, Bhacharja, and Paramahansa. I think you'll find these in the, described in the third canto of Srimad Prabhupada. Yes?
During this time, Prabhupada, stand outside the temple.
You're fighting the generator for you have to speak loud. What's the relationship between what?
He said, when Prabhupada was in his house, what is the relationship with his godbrother?
When Prabhupada was in his house, what was his relationship with his godbrothers? Yes, they, like godbrothers, he was connected with the institution, with the mat or the temple. In Prayag, he had his pharmacy, so he became connected with the devotees there. In Bombay also he was connected. So in his householder life, that was there. And also when the devotees of Gaudiya Math came to Prayag, Allahabad, Prabhupada had them, he arranged for them to stay in the same building. I think there was a downstairs and an upstairs. So upstairs he arranged for the Gaudiya Math preachers to stay. It was Sridhar Maharaj especially was there. I don't know who else was there. So, and Prabhupada would discuss so many things with them, Krishna Katha.
And during when he was carrying out to order of his spiritual master. What is the relation of his God?
The order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, when he about to carry the order.
When he was outside.
When Prabhupada was outside. Outside means?
When he was in his house.
Yeah.
then at the time you want to carry order of the spiritual master.
You want to propagate Krishna consciousness and instruction.
So that you find Prabhupada Lilamrita, he probably was involved in the activities of the temple, Gaudiya Math and so on. Then later, he began preaching in Jhansi. Because there were, he began preaching in Jhansi, which is in Madhya Pradesh, I think, actually, now that I think about it, Central India. So he was going, not so far, but far enough. He was going from Allahabad to Jhansi preaching. And then he would come back. This is another system, Vanaprastha life. Sometimes husband and wife, they live together in a holy place. Sometimes the wife stays home and the husband lives in the holy place. Sometimes they travel around to different holy places, or he travels alone to different holy places. Or another system is that he'll stay home, then he'll go out and preach. And then come back and see that things are going on, then go out again. Gradually going out, going out, going out, and then Prabhupada said one day he just never comes back. So Prabhupada was doing that. He was preaching in Jhansi, made an attempt at preaching there. Then later, he accepted sannyas, went to Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, we may not be able to do that, but at least we should try to get all the human beings to chant.
So I wanted to find out if these animals went back to Godhead or they were born.
Oh yeah, they all went back to Godhead. They're chanting and dancing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, definitely.
Alright, I want to know the difference between one who totally depends on the, say everything belongs to Krishna. Or, for instance, said one actually has nothing in this world. So, nothing belongs to one. So, one can go out there. But there are different kinds of, there are different ways one can look at it. There are people out there, material, they can go out. And they don't really have anything doing. They are not engaged, they are not tied down to any.
Yeah.
Well, they're not Krishna conscious, but they can go out and they take life the way they see it as they go.
There are two things. Sannyasi is not just a loafer. He's not just a bum or a vagrant. You know, there are people who are wandering around because they don't have anything to do. They have no... They're in the mode of ignorance. So there's nothing... They don't feel there's anything they have to do, they wander around. Sometimes in these streets of the city you see such people, their possessions are just whatever they have, they keep in a bag, and they sleep on a park bench or any place. In one sense, they're undergoing some austerity, but because it's not, they're not following the purifying process of devotional service, they're not getting the benefit. The bum is living under a tree, and the pure devotee is living under a tree, but what they're doing is different. The bum is just lying there because he's too lazy to work. And the devotee is there because he's working full-time for Krishna. He has no, doesn't want to divert any of his energy to economic development or personal maintenance. So he just depends on whatever Krishna says. The bum is begging to get some beer, and the devotee is begging to benefit the fallen souls. So a devotee and a loafer are not the same.
Well, you said they are performing a kind of austerity. The bum is performing a kind of austerity. So is there any kind of material benefit that accrued to him, maybe in future?
He doesn't want any material benefit. Does the devotee accrue to does the material benefits accrue to a devotee because of his austerities? The devotee doesn't want those material benefits. That's not what he's in it for. Yes.
I want to find out this.
The devotee has to be careful about material benefits. You become a devotee, you become a little austere, or you travel, and then people want to become your followers. People want to give you money. Women become attracted. Oh, this person is so, he's like self-reliant, just on his own he can live. And they become attracted, he's so renounced. Renunciation is attractive. Krishna's all attractive. Beauty, fame, strength. So renunciation is attractive also. Then followers are attracted, women are attracted. And sannyasi has to be careful. This is not why he took sannyas, to collect money or to attract women. One has to be careful.
If one attracts women, if one attracts women and is not involved or sexually connected with them, is there anything to be?
Yeah, it's dangerous. No one would ask, is it all right if you attract tigers? But the tiger is dangerous. And the woman is more dangerous. The worst that will happen to the tiger is they'll kill you. And you go back to Godhead. But the woman will drag you down and ruin your chance to go back to Godhead. Sannyasi. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Niskinchanasya Bhagavat Bhajanong Mukhasya Param Param Jigimashur Pavasadarasya Sandarshitam Vishayinam Hanta Yoshinam Cha Ahanta Hanta Bhakshanato Vishapakshanato Kisati. For a person who is serious about crossing over the ocean of material existence, to mix with materialistic men, visheis, sense enjoyers, or with women for sense gratification, is worse than drinking poison. It's worse than drinking poison. The sannyasi attracts women. He has to be very careful. If he pretends that, I'm not affected. Even Lord Brahma's affected. Even Lord Brahma's affected. Are we more than Lord Brahma? One has to be very careful. Sannyasis and women are not a very good combination. Women should be married and taken care of by their husband and their family. Not the sannyasi's business to care for the women, see to their necessities and so on. It's dangerous business. Sannyasi wants to see that the women are engaged in the service of the Lord. It's not that it's his business to personally be involved. He'll make some arrangement. He has to be careful. That's all. Not to be entangled. Yes?
Is the sentiment applicable to married persons who are taking care of other women?
Is what applicable to the married people?
If somebody is married,
yeah,
and another wife, another woman is
Yeah, same thing. Men have to be careful about women, period. The women other than his wife, he has to be careful about them also. Not careful about them and careful about himself. The woman may be very, you know, innocent, but the mind may not be very innocent. Or the mind may be innocent, but the woman is not very innocent. One has to be very careful. It's not that married life, now I'm married, Maya can't touch me. Married men also have to be very careful about mixing with women. Even with his own wife, he should be careful to follow the regular principles. But mixing freely with women is not advised for anyone. Brahmacharis and sannyasis have no business with women. All right, brahmachari goes house to house and begs, gives something, but he doesn't strike up a friendship. Vanaprastas are in the business of disentangling themselves from family connections, married, marital ties. And the sannyasis are to have nothing to do with women. The householders. So every order, they should be careful about that. Brahmacharyas, grihasthas, vanaprastas, sannyasis. Because the attraction between man and woman is the basic principle of material life, material existence. So that mixing of men and women very openly, very freely, is not recommended for spiritual culture. Or in a cultured society, this free mixing of men and women is not appropriate. In the proper culture, the women will mix with the women. And the men will mix with the men. Even the house would have an inner section and an outer section. The outer section, the man meets with his friends or business associates. Inner section is for the family life, wife and children. And he doesn't spend his whole time in the inner section, it's mostly on the outer section. But the women, Prabhupada said his mother wouldn't go out on the street except in a palanquin covered and carried by four men. Not that, similarly the women in Dwarka, when Krishna came to Dwarka, they went up on the roofs to see Krishna. They didn't get down the street and, you know, start elbowing everybody, hey, we want to see Krishna too. They kept their respectability. They were a little separate. The extended family system is good because then there are so many members, so the men can work together and the women can work together. Taking care of the children, cooking, women can all jointly do. Or in the village anyway, the women will do their work together. You go to the well, you see the women are there, they're getting water, or they're shining utensils. They're talking ideally about Krishna or else about something else. But the women are mixing. And the men have their own business. And that's best. The more the men and women are separate, the more suitable for civilized life or spiritual advancement.
Losing their life, losing
Everyone, even in devotional life, people act out of fear. People stay in householder life out of fear. If I leave home, where will I go? Out of fear. Or they don't want to go out and preach, even little fears. What if people say no? You know, we're afraid to give someone a book. What if he says no? What if he is mean? We're afraid. So by Krishna consciousness, one has to develop competent strength of mind. But, all right, let me do it. It's not that as soon as you walk in the door of the Hare Krishna movement, you become free from all fear. But by cultural training and development, one becomes fearless.
It's like fear also helps because positive role playing in life.
Fear also happens, and what?
I mean, fear has positive role.
See, if I talk like this, can you understand what I'm saying? If I talk like this, can you understand what I'm saying? I said, if I talk like this, can you understand what I'm saying? When I have a microphone, you can.
Otherwise, you can't.
Otherwise, you can't. So I'm in that same position with you. You have no microphone, and that thing is loud as anything. So if you want me to hear you, you have to speak very loud. Otherwise, I have to keep asking you to speak loud, and we don't make any progress.
And I also, what I'm trying to say is that fear also has some positive role.
Fear has a positive role, yeah. Just like a beautiful woman approaches you, just like Haridas Thakur was approached by a beautiful woman. You're so young, you're so handsome, you're such a great devotee, I can't live without you. So he was Haridas Thakur, he wasn't affected. But we're not Haridas Thakur. If such a woman comes, we should be afraid. Chanakya Pandit says one should be afraid of, what is it? Fast flowing rivers, fire, women, and animals with horns. Something like that.
Yes, but I'm looking at it that women also, they are spirit souls.
They're also spirit souls, women, yes. I have to agree with you.
And they have this mandate also to perform devotional service and
yes.
Go back onto God.
Yes, absolutely.
So now, if the situation is that they should be avoided,
Not that everybody avoids them. It's not that the husband should avoid his wife. But those who are in renounced life, they should avoid. Generally, men and women should be separate. That means the women can preach to the women. Some women come, not that all the brahmacharis have to rush, you know, nice young woman comes, let me be the first to preach to her. But better the women can preach to her. Not that all the men have to, compete to preach to the nice, beautiful young woman who is a spirit soul and so interested in rendering devotional service. The women can do that. That's my point. The men should be careful. It's not hatred toward women. We don't hate fire either. We use it, but we're careful. We know fire can burn. And one has to be careful. And especially sannyasis, brahmacharis, they should be, it's their duty to stay separate from women. Householder, it's his duty to take care of his wife. But he should be careful not to mix with other women very freely. Otherwise, we know that so many things can happen that way also. No one ever got in trouble from too much separation from Mary. Too much mixing? Yes.
It's like many devotees are finding it, there's a statement Prabhupada made.
What's that?
That we are finding it difficult to really comprehend. When Prabhupada, I'm going in line with what he's saying, when Prabhupada said that all women should get married and all men should remain brahmacharya.
Yes.
I mean, that statement is throwing a lot of confusion.
Yeah, all the men should get married, all the women should get married, and all the men should remain brahmacharya. You find that a little difficult to work out.
Yes.
Yeah. That was the idea, but it's obviously contradictory. But that's the idea. All the women should get married and all the men should stay brahmacharya. Of course, not all the men will stay brahmacharya. But as far as possible, all the men should stay brahmacharya. And the women should all be married. It's a paradox. Yes.
Yes, Maharaj. This situation, like other part of the world, where Krishna consciousness started for a long time, people have experienced, like you people, you have experienced devotees, well, they are living in temple, they are brahmacharis, so now they are asodas. They have to cater for so many things, and now, one way or the other, they are out of the temple. So I don't want you to give some about how they can go about their Krishna consciousness.
How to go about Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, I was just hearing from Damodar Maharaj, started some cottage industries here. You know, make a little something, make some soap, make some shoes, make this, make that, so that you don't have to go out and, you know, go to war out there in the city. Live simply, start some simple business, depending on, you know, simple things. Invent a simple business. And then your time is free, you're close to the deities, you can chant Hare Krishna, you can do everything without having to battle so much with the conditions out there. So if you revive that, it's a very good proposal. Takes a little trouble to start something. But if you start something, keep it going, and it's simple and sustainable, and you're satisfied, all right, this is how much I get, good enough, that's ideal.
Yes, Maharaj, what I'm saying, like other part of the world, like long time devotees, they've experienced so much, but like here, we have not experienced so much, so that some of my governors and bosses are so much, they are so much as up now, even to come to temple.
Yeah, so it's any part of the world, here or there, don't get so absorbed in chasing after money that you have no time for Krishna consciousness. Of the two, money is less important, Krishna consciousness is more important. Do something simple so that you get enough money. Enough money means enough food. You need food, cloth, place to stay. Need anything more than that? Not too much more. So keep it simple. And you don't have to fight so much. The more you increase your expenses, the more hard you have to work. The more you decrease your expenses, the easier it is. It's easier to decrease your expenses than to increase your income. Easier to decrease your expenses than increase your income. Increasing your income is a lot of trouble. You want to increase your income, so you're going to get a job. But to get a job, you have to drive to work, so you have to get a car. To pay for the car, you have to work more. You know, it gets more and more. So if you can keep it simple, you know, you have land, plenty of land. Live on your land. Grow your own food. Cotton grows here also. You can make your own cloth. There's sufficient building materials, make your own house. So you have your place to stay, you have your food, you have your cloth, and you have your mantra. Live simply. If you live simply, then you don't, that's the best arrangement. Live simply and save your time for Krishna consciousness. And you have the arrangement already here. Just take advantage of it. Take full advantage. Don't think, no, let me go to the city and make money. That's called Maya. Stay here, live simply, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.